proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have come by again today. Our guest is Ruth Hardin, and she is the executive director with Crossroads of Iowa. We're going to find out what that nonprofit is, what they do, why it's important, and how she got involved in all of this. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Ruth. Good to have you here.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for your invite.
This is really an interesting case because, let me allow you to define what is Crossroads of Iowa.
Well, simply, it is to reduce recidivism within the jail and prison system. But we are just working within the jail, Polk County Jail, and the women's center at that's located next to Broadlands Hospital.
And what kinds of cases do you work with? I mean, individuals. What? When you talk about trying to decrease recidivism, if you were to list off the top three things that people are going back to jail for, what might those be?
It would be drugs, mostly. And people tend to, when they get released, tend to go back to their communities with their friends and family that help get them into jail. And I tell the inmates, if you do what you always did, you'll get what you always got, that you have to start all over somewhere as if you are in the victim witness program. Because if your friends and family got you in jail, they'll get you back again. And so many of them have been recycled through that process.
And they go back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
Is that accurate?
Right.
Wow.
Because they get lonesome and they want to be with their family. They want to be with their friends. And that's the cycle.
And sometimes we just have to admit to ourselves that our friends and family may be toxic to our life.
Right, right, yes.
All right, so to attempt to cease recidivism in the prison system, in the jails, how do you go about doing that? I mean, it must be a lot of possible modeling of proper behavior and all kinds of other things.
I have classes within the Polk County Jail, 12 classes each week on a weekly basis.
My.
And they're different hit from different directions. Finding your voice helps with negativity and understanding what happened as a child affects the way they perceive themselves now.
So self-awareness.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And most of the inmates and the women at the women's facility don't have any confidence because they've been abused as children. And so they don't have any self-respect. And I have a journaling class that helps to reading and journaling both to help them unlock their brains and be able to express themselves through writing. And that's also a therapeutic class. And then there's understanding grief, because many of the inmates have used drugs to buffer before they come into jail, and they don't understand their emotions. And this class helps them understand that, you know, they've lost a parent, a child, a friend, and helps them understand what they're going through. And one of the jail personnel asked me to start that particular class, you know, because it was needed.
I am always amazed at how many programs there are out there, and Crossroads of Iowa is one of those programs. There are other programs out there that are all seeking to assist people in coming off of drugs or getting their lives together. There are private individuals that are doing this work. This is going to sound really cruel, and I don't mean it to sound this way, but there's a lot of messed up folks out there.
Well, I agree. That's what I see. And I feel it's an opportunity to work with them while they're on the inside. They'll have somebody to work with them on the outside, but I want to plant seeds and start the change within while they're inside confinement.
How did you get to this point to become the executive director of Crossroads of Iowa? What's your background and how did you get here?
Well, I was the regional, northern regional director in California of a nonprofit that worked with children and families of inmates. And I traveled the north to 11 institutions to work with wardens and with staff. And so that was my beginning to see the prison life of people. And then when I came here, I was hired by the Beacon of Life, and I worked there for 10 years. And I worked with women from treatment, from prison, and from jail. And I turned that agency around. It was a kind of a revolving door, and I made it into a four-month stay and had a lot of programs to help the women before they transitioned out.
And we should make this clear that this is a program for women.
Well, it is. It's originally a program for women, but we also have classes for men. It's required in the jail that you provide classes for both women and men.
Okay.
And one of the men that's in federal prison said that finding your voice changed his life. And I have women who are listed here who have given testimonials.
I see that.
One of the women that took my Finding Your Voice class said that it gave her the strength to testify against her abusive husband and that she wouldn't have had that strength otherwise.
Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Ruth Hardin. She is the executive director of something called Crossroads of Iowa. We will, of course, have links to that up on the radio blog. Would people be surprised, Ruth? You know, we get a mental picture sometimes of men and women who are incarcerated, for whatever reason that they may be. Would people be surprised at the reality of some of the people that you've served over the years? I mean, what they're like when they're sober and clean, and versus what happens when they fall off the wagon, so to speak?
Oh, you betcha. I've met all kinds of people, you know, in the jail, all types, all levels of work, professionals, unfortunately, they've become attracted to drugs. And there's a few alcoholics, but it's like 1 in 10, 1 in 20.
On the alcohol side.
On the alcohol side. And they're chronic by the time they get into the jail. They're chronic. I had one woman that I remembered from the Beacon, and she was in jail. And she, for example, told me, I said, "Where do you live?" And she told me a town. And I said, "Are you sure? I thought you were from such and such." And then she looked at me and she said, "I am." But she, I won't tell you what she did or what her profession was, but she was repetitive, in a repetitive mode, and an alcoholic. So you just meet all kinds of...
She was a professional woman.
A professional,
All right. You know, one of the things that people talk about here in the state of Iowa is the lack of mental health treatment and opportunities that are out there. And so much of these issues, I would think, have something to do with familial situations in the family, unresolved anger situations, mistreatment as a child or a young adult, which falls into, I'm not a clinician, but would fall into that area of mental health treatment somewhere along the way. But in Iowa, getting that care and that treatment before we go to jail is awfully difficult, or so I'm told.
It is. But it's also the people don't recognize that they have an issue, or they have accepted it. They've been maybe abused as children from the very beginning, and you know, sexually abused and physically abused, and it's horrible, some of the stories I've heard. And they've not accepted it, but they don't know that they have issues where they need help to go out into a system that's short on beds. So And a lot of the inmates at the jail, when the nurse comes around with meds, they all get up and they go get in line to get their meds.
But when they're on the outside?
They may not be on meds. Uh-huh. They may not take their meds when they're on the outside.
Got it.
Yeah.
Ruth Hardin, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about Crossroads of Iowa. If the goal is to reduce recidivism.
That's correct.
Obviously, you know, when we talk about how successful a marketing plan is, the way that you tell how successful a marketing plan is by the bottom line. How many sales have you made?
Yeah.
So how about you guys? I mean, how do you think that you've made this impact? And can you point to saying, all right, look, we have helped X amount of people and cut recidivism among them by what?
Well, you know, we could help easily 800 people a year. Hmm. And those are not just the people that come in for one or two classes or four classes. Those are the people that complete the class, all the classes, so there's no duplication. But we don't have records, because the jail doesn't keep records, of those people that take our classes and if they come back or not. So we just do our best at the jail or at the women's facility to try to plant seeds and offer to help them when they leave. If they need help, I give my number that they can call. Very few people call. We have a lot of information within the release packet for inmates, and I encourage them to get the information to give them time to read it, to know where to go for housing, for jobs, and that sort of thing, so that they're prepared before they leave, so they don't have this packet and then get to the outside and not have that information.
It's a stunning thing. And the cost of housing an inmate in the Polk County Jail,
it's
enormous. Yeah,
yeah.
It's according to the numbers that I see here, nearly $22,000 a year, funded by, of course, taxpayer dollars.
Right.
Is there a way, Ruth, to get in front of these issues? Is there a way that, and I'm not sure how I'm asking this, but is there a way to get in front of the problems so that they don't manifest themselves later in illegal activity that ends up people in jail?
I would like to see that. In like preschool, kindergarten, if it could be recognized where children are being beat, abused, sexually abused, incest, little girls, the ratio for little girls is 2 or 3 out of 5 little girls have incest. For boys, it's 1 or 2 out of 5. That experience sexual abuse. And if people are trained to recognize those symptoms when they're little and get them help and get the family help, that would reduce the use of drugs later on and reduce the anger that they have later on. Most of the women that I've worked with at the Beacon and in jail have had incest, and that's the bottom line. And then they either hook up with an abuser because they've been a victim, and then drugs. And they've been on drugs for 25, 30 years. And so that's the cycle.
I think it's shocking. It really is. When we stop and we think about how many people are impacted by all of these negative things in their life, and we go about our lives, many of us, without that knowledge, A, mm-hmm. B, without ever coming into contact, or if we do come into contact, perhaps we don't want to recognize the issue.
We don't want to hear what the issue is, right?
Her name is Ruth Hardin, ladies and gentlemen. The organization is called Crossroads of Iowa. Now, we've been talking mostly about Polk County because that's where you're located. You're with the Polk County Jail and the women's facility near Broadlawns. It's called Crossroads of Iowa, so I suspect that you have people come from all over the state.
There's people from in the federal system that are at the Polk County Jail. They're from all over. And within the Fresh Start Women's Facility, there's federal people that are assigned there.
Goodness.
And so we come in contact with people from all over, not just Iowa, but other states.
Final question. How are you funded? Now, you're a nonprofit, so obviously you're out there like the rest of the nonprofits going, hey,
right.
Me. Okay.
And I've been so busy with my classes and my programs that I haven't had time to write grants. So that's been a huge impact. And I have a new board member, Marissa Amphenson, who just had the pancake breakfast the 1st of January. And she's got another event coming up in February. And then I have the trauma seminar in January 24th at Grandview University. So
what is that? What is the trauma?
Transcending trauma. Most of the people inside the jail and prisons, besides being abused as children, also have PTSD. It's just not veterans, but it's also women who have been abused and men who have been abused as children. Most of them have PTSD. And so that started me on the path of having transcending trauma seminars each year, and I'm going on the 7th one. And I bring in speakers or presenters that are maybe a little bit different in their treatment path so that the people who come know what their options are for their clients.
And who can come to this?
Well, anybody can come who may be interested in trauma. I do have CEUs for the social workers, but anybody can come who's interested in trauma.
Got it.
To understand the options for treatment.
We will have links, of course, for this up on our radio blog as well. Fascinating story.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ruth, for sitting down and giving us your time.
Well, thank you so much.
Once again, that was Ruth Harden. She's the executive director for Crossroads of Iowa, and we will have links to their website on our radio blog. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for us by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for our guest, Ruth Harden, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.